Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. The tarot card for today is Death. This one is labeled Out of Business, and it comes to us from the Coffee Tarot by artist Ron Boyer. Now, I have to admit, the image bothered me a little bit, and if you've been with me for a while, you know I absolutely love the Death card. So let's see what we have going on today and see what this really means for us, because I like the idea that there is a door with a closed sign, so perhaps we can close the door on something that has needed to be closed. I know for me, I want to close the door firmly on Mercury retrograde. It wasn't that it was such a bad one, you know, so far. It's just that it has been an extremely annoying and difficult one, which has set me back. And I am, as I've mentioned before, always working on stuff and always doing things. And it's like, it's just been a little bit hectic lately. Anyway, today, the moon moves into Aquarius. And it's going to sextile Jupiter, which is in Aries. And it's going to trine Venus, which is currently in home sign of Libra. Honestly, I love the idea of closing the door on a whole lot of the nonsense, all right? We have some good, you know, vibes going on today. There's no major aspects that are happening for a couple more days. We don't have a full moon coming up for another five. You could see something happen, all right? And bear with me for a second, because we have coming up on November the 9th a full moon total lunar eclipse in the sign of Taurus. Now, it is not uncommon, you know, for, you know, a month in advance. Like, today's the 4th, right? Anything that's 5 days either way. So, if you think October the 9th instead of November the 9th, yeah, there's the possibility that there could be something, you know. The message might not be a really impactful event, but it could be something. I've seen things happen. Let me explain it this way. With eclipses, you know, you could be, you know, going to the same place for years. Like, here we have a picture of a business where the doors are closed. Imagine you've been going someplace for years and you show up and something's done. I have gone to places where the same person always, you know, waited on me or whatever, and poof, they're gone, right? You never see them again in your life. They were, you know, so much a part of your routine, you probably didn't even realize it until the eclipse takes them away. So, it's very interesting how these things can happen. So, sometimes they're more subtle that way, but take note of them if you see anything like that going on. But I think what we're mostly dealing with here is the ability to close the door on something that has been, you know, probably just extremely annoying for you, because we have a very social atmosphere going on today, very optimistic atmosphere. I like this, all right? You know, I know, yeah, it's what, this is Tuesday, I think we're dealing with here, and there's things that you need to do. I get that, but it doesn't mean you can't have fun and enjoy yourself doing them, you know, because when you have a positive atmosphere and you have an optimistic outlook, I actually think you can be more productive. There's even, you know, good feelings here for, you know, like going on a date, etc. I don't know that I would go with anyone new just yet, but, you know, give it a few more days. However, you're probably saying to yourself, Cecilia, I feel something more. What about the transformation part of this card? And, you know, you'd probably be right, because on the 8th, and it's sitting at 26 degrees Capricorn, Pluto, the planet of death, rebirth, and transformation. Yes, you're going to be able to feel that today, all right, even though the actual direct motion is considered to be on the 8th. It's also not too early to be feeling the trine taking place on the 6th between Mercury, which has just gone direct, and Pluto, which is getting ready to go direct, okay? And this is, you know, boy, conversations, they're going to be very weighty they're going to be very powerful, and to see what's going on. You may recall me mentioning, whenever it was, back at the end of September, if there was a conversation which came up to revisit again around the 6th, and, you know, there could be, that could be coming up even today, where you're starting to think about it. Maybe you run into the person you want to have this conversation with. It is a conversation which can bring big transformation to your life. And how do you make it happen? And for, you know, another thing, it isn't going to come around again until next June. So, yeah, there's no time like the present. If you want to read about all of these things that I talk about, you can go to my website, tarotbycecilia.com, click on my calendar of planetary events, and, you know, follow it there. You can actually, if you click on an individual link to a specific thing, you can go to the bottom of it and subscribe to the calendar, and it will import it over to your phone, like to your iPhone, and put it into your iCalendar. And you can read those there every day. So there's lots of ways that you can keep up with what is going on in the cosmos. That way, if you don't get to hear this, you always have that to refer to. Anyway, I've rambled long enough today. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.